God says that I've been called to the lost sheep of Israel, and more specifically the children of Zion, his daughters of Zion. The daughters who have been weeping and crying for justice, to bind up the brokenhearted, to heal them. Healing balm of Gilead, to give them hope, because the heart of God, that we be made whole. Father, I thank you. Jesus, I honor you for this opportunity to give life to the lifeless, that the children of God may find peace and hope and love in you, that they will be empowered where they have been disempowered, and where the poverty of the spirit is replaced by wealth and eternal riches. I have no doubt that you will also relate with this, that we are not just here to exist and then go back to the soil. We're supposed to thrive, like really, really live out our calling. May the power of God rest upon you mightily, so that you would realize how much you mean to him and honor your very existence by seeking him first and obeying him, whatever the cost may be. For his precepts are not in any way grievous. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. I'm a trailblazer, and so are you. And so are you.
For inviting somebody to watch in this world with you. Thank you. It feels so good. It's good to worship the Lord in this world with you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It feels so good. It's good to worship the Lord. Oh my God. I just feel like praying some more. I don't know. Just feel like praying in tongues for a long time. I mean, if you join me to do that 13-hour one. You know, I was supposed to do a 3-day fast. I announced it a few weeks ago. But turn off this other one. Y no vas Volume. Which one are you increasing? Okay, that's good. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Sacrifice. Jesus. say Savior.
Jesus.
your feet will remain while you fight all our battles. Fight all our battles. We cast our cares on you while you fight all our battles. Fight all our battles. We cast our cares on you while we fight. While you fight all our battles, fight all our battles, great defender, you are, you will fight all our battles, fight all our battles, champion, Jesus. Says to remind you, that he trumps every enemy. He will fight all your battles. Fight all your battles. Great champion. While you fight all our battles, fight all our battles. No worrying, because he will fight. We lay sickness at your feet. We lay it at your feet, because you're a man. We're still in worship. I miss her daily, but I find great joy knowing that she knew the Lord. Now, because of the history, he's breaking, he's breaking generational curses right now. I went to the doctor because I turned 40 last year in August. And I said, it's time to, you know, get checked for all of that stuff. And did my first mammogram, and they found something. They said, we want you to come back in so we can do another mammogram and an ultrasound. And when I went back, it was still there. He said, we'll do another ultrasound. It was still there. Said, we're going to send you to a specialist to do a biopsy and just to see what this is. And I remember saying on that table, the right hand of the Lord is strong. And it wins wars. I'm going to say that again. The right hand of the Lord is strong. So the most frustrating part with that process is the waiting period. I said, okay, I'm still going to trust you, but your right hand is strong. And it wins wars. The doctor called and said, we have your results. I said, okay, tell me what it is. The doctor says, Ms. Curtis, what we found is benign. It's not even cancer related.